The Indiana Department of Transportation says it should know by the first quarter of next year what the final stretch of Interstate 69 will look like. NDOT held two public hearings over the past week to get feedback on the proposed details of the project, which is projected to cut drive time from Martinsville to Indianapolis by 11 minutes. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, some are worried that the convenience could come at a cost to their communities.
Bill Skillman has spent a lot of time poring over the details of an Indiana Department of Transportation map that shows the proposed interchanges and overpasses for I-69 Section 6.
And as you can see with all the red dots, these are all businesses that are going away.
Those red dots show potential buildings along the route for Interstate 69 from Martinsville to Indianapolis that will have to be moved to make way for the road. Section 6 will follow existing State Road 37, but additional room is needed to construct interchanges and overpasses and to widen the road to add more lanes. And that has Skillman worried beyond his own business.
When you look at the current map that is proposed by I-69, when you look at the setbacks, they get into our dealership, they get into a lot of the businesses. A lot of these businesses are going to be purchased and bought by the state.
Skillman's Ford dealership sits on a prime piece of property along 37 in Martinsville. While current plans don't include relocating his business, several neighboring buildings are covered in those red dots.
If you look at most automotive areas, they seem to be clustered in areas. And I think it helps for a draw. You know, when you're just kind of out on an island, it's harder to get people to come to you.
Skillman is one of several people who voiced his concerns during a public hearing in Martinsville earlier this week. There are 10 planned interchanges along Section 6 and 16 overpasses or underpasses.
I think this is going to be a complete benefit to Martinsville.
That's Martinsville Mayor Shannon Cole, who says she's pleased with the proposal.
It's going to provide connectivity for us, shorter times to get to downtown Indianapolis. We are right in between Indianapolis and Bloomington. It will allow us to capitalize on our location.
Cole says she's already received inquiries from businesses outside of the community who are interested in coming to Martinsville because of I-69. And she's working with existing businesses that might have to relocate to come up with the best solution.
So we've made some progress by reaching out to them and business owners to hopefully try to see what their needs are. And we're also updating our comprehensive plan for our city, so this is all perfect timing.
Those businesses won't know NDOT's final plan for Section 6 until the first quarter of next year. NDOT Public Involvement Specialist Lamar Holliday says those aren't the only details that remain up in the air.
We're still looking for a funding source to fund the project for construction. But once we get that record of decision from the Federal Highway Administration, that will hopefully shine some light on kind of what the next steps will be after we receive that document.
NDOT's draft environmental impact statement says construction of Section 6 could cost $1.5 billion. The state paid for the other five sections of I-69 in a variety of ways. Money from the Indiana Toll Road lease covered the cost of the first three sections from Evansville to Crane. Indiana's gas tax paid for the majority of Section 4 from Crane to Bloomington. And Section 5 of the project, which is more than a year and a half behind schedule, is being funded through a public-private partnership. Skillman says construction delays on that project have impacted his business in Martinsville, so he's hoping the final leg of I-69 will be completed more quickly.
I'd love to see it two shift a day, three shift a day, whatever it is, to get the project done and keep businesses in business.
NDOT is accepting public comments on the draft environmental impact statement through May 8th. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.